So we post this on the Playhouse social media every now and then, and basically we just say, hey, what's the situation where you thought maybe you were the jerk? And then we roundtable it here on the show, and we vote real quick whether or not you seemed like you're the jerk. It's called Am I the Jerk? Very appropriately so. Am I the Jerk? Case one of three today. My business brought in some folks from overseas we do some work with who apparently are in the we greet each other with kisses on the cheek variety. When they try to come at me after coming at a few other of my coworkers and everybody else just going forward with it, I refused. My boss is annoyed with me, but I said that Corona or no Corona, that's gross. He said I made a scene and it's really awkward now and they don't even want to work with me. I said, I don't really care. Am I the jerk?
Yeah, just because, like you said, Corona or not, I think coronavirus would be a reason why you don't have to, but you don't need to be rude about it.
Sure.
Just say, hey, sorry, guys, I don't really feel comfortable. But you could tell that they were annoyed when you said at the beginning, when they came at me, it's like...
With their mouth wide open, give me your cheeks.
Yeah.
I think there was probably a better way to handle the situation. It's okay to tell them you're uncomfortable with it, but not the way you did. So, yeah, you're a jerk.
Yeah, I probably kind of hit it there, both of you. Probably a little bit of a jerk for how it was handled. Now, I don't think that... I agree with you, coronavirus or no coronavirus. I don't think you need to be kissing international business people by any means, even on the cheek. I don't think you need to do that. You're not obligated to. Now, is it maybe going to help you do business with them if you kind of form to their way of doing things? But sure. But again, coronavirus being a thing, you have the world's easiest out. I can't imagine you're the first person since February, March of last year to not want to kiss these people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be the first. I'm certain you're not. Am I the jerk? Case two of three. My friend is getting married and registered for really dumb things on her wedding registry. So we're going to buy a gift she did not register for to save some money, but also give something I feel proud of. I've never gone rogue from a wedding registry before, and I feel kind of weird about it. I just think she registered for really dumb stuff. Really dumb. Am I the jerk?
What are you giving? That's what I want to know. How do we know your gift isn't dumb? I think you are a jerk for just assuming what she wants is dumb. You don't know what they have or what they need. Maybe just give money if you don't feel like buying one of the dumb gifts.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't think that they're a jerk. I think a wedding registry is there for people to be guided on what to buy, but you don't need to necessarily stick to it. And if you feel like you have a great gift, then good for you. I don't think you're a jerk at all.
I think it's dependent on what you buy. It's like if you give her some like an old crock pot you've had in your closet for the past couple of years or some weird ugly towels that have a rooster on them. If you give her something stupid, then you might have been, it's maybe kind of a jerk thing. But if you give her something that is, money or a gift card or actually something that's pretty nice, then I think it's dependent on what you give.
Yeah.
And finally, case three of three, am I the jerk? One of my coworkers has been wearing this ugly necklace lately, and she shared with me it was something she inherited from her grandmother who passed away a few months ago. And the phrase, looks like it, came out of my mouth. I didn't necessarily mean it rudely, but she definitely perceived it that way based off the look she gave me. Am I the jerk?
Yeah. No ands and or ifs about it. You were definitely a jerk in that situation. They obviously didn't mean to be. I would just throw a little apology her way because you guys have to work together. Other than that, I think you'll be fine.
For sure a jerk. I'm sure she's grieving over her grandma. She loves like that's the last tangible item she has
looks
from
like
her
it.
Grandma. And then you saying that, that's terrible.
Yeah, you're definitely the jerk. Definitely the jerk. Like the proper response, especially when she said where it was from, would be like, oh my God, that's so sweet. It's so beautiful. Like even if you're lying to somebody, like even if it wasn't from her recently dead, recently grandmother, you know what I mean? Even if that wasn't the case, I don't think you tell somebody you think something is ugly. I think you'd lie to them, unless you're very close friends. Now, once you put the dead grandma in there, you're required socially to pretend that it's really nice.
Yeah, even if you are the best of friends, you have to lie.
I just can't believe you. I don't know. But it's like a slip-up that she said she didn't mean to.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you make it better.
You don't. I don't think you even apologize. I think you just are really nice to her otherwise and hope she forgets about you commenting on the ugly necklace.
Yeah.
You're going to bring it up again?
That's true.
Hey, I noticed you're not wearing that ugly necklace anymore. I'm sorry I called it ugly.
No, just say, hey, what I said to you the other day was really inconsiderate and rude. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's the Canadian and you want to apologize for everything.
Yeah.
I like the Midwest way of just bury it deep on the inside and pretend like it didn't happen. That's how you solve problems.
The Morning Playhouse on Y94.